And here we are live at the Minnesota State Fair at this beautifully renewed broadcast center. Andy Lindis, good morning. You guys did a great job of sprucing up the place.
Well, yeah.
What exactly? Good to see you, by the way.
Good to see you.
And we were here a year ago, kind of. But what's been done? Tell our listeners what your crews did here.
So we used our AZEK decking, made a couple of garden boxes and a whole new bench along the fence, which we're going to replace this fence next year with something. That's been the talk of once you know this is Home Improvements 101. You know, the knee bone's connected to the hip bone.
Yes.
That song comes up all the time. As soon as you start remodeling a house, you don't realize how bad the other parts of your house look until the other parts are new. So now that we put a new bench next to this lovely fence, we decided we have to redo that fence next year. But we did some more gutter work. We put on GAF solar shingles above the porch here. Redid the benches and the railing systems, and then just went around and cleaned everything up. Because I think it was 2019, we installed all the siding. These are our vinyl season guard windows that we installed, which is our price point window, our budgetary window. It's a little step down as far as cost goes from Infinity. Not as nice of a window, doesn't have as good of a warranty, but still, you can see these are in perfect working order.
But it made it quieter inside the studio.
Way quieter inside the studio.
Yeah. Wow.
Triple pane.
Yeah. Siding.
All new LP smart side, yeah, a little bit of everything. And then I think in 2019 we put those Glenwood shingles on, the shingle that is discontinued around the country. And we always joke that it was discontinued because it's still the only shingle never to have hail damage. But the reason why it was discontinued is because it's 10 bundles of shingles to one square. A square is a 10-foot by 10-foot section, where an ordinary roof is 3 bundles of shingles to a square. So the supply houses and the logistics of moving that shingle around. You remember when we installed shingles on your roof, it looked like we were getting ready to shingle the neighborhood. There was pallets of shingles from your garage to the end of the driveway.
It was filled, yeah.
So imagine a lumber yard having to store that many shingles. It became a pain in the keister for them, and they complained enough, and we ended up buying the last 2,000 square of that shingle in the country, and I now only have enough where I have enough to do repairs on my existing customers' houses for a little while. So if a tree falls on one of my existing customers' houses, I have enough shingles stored at Lindis Construction that I can go out and repair that roof and not have to replace the entire thing.
Well, you mentioned here at our broadcast center about solar shingles. Talk about those, if you would, and the interest, if any. Are the people interested in that moving forward?
Everyone's always interested in talking about solar and looking at the numbers. The unfortunate part is when people see the payback schedule, especially now knowing that the 30% tax credit has gone away, the dollars just don't seem to make a lot of sense. We'll always have it in our back pocket. You know, these government programs come and go, and the solar industry has a long history of ups and downs. So we're excited that we got kind of in on the front end with GAF. We've installed a few of them. We know what our numbers are, how they install, how much energy they'll actually produce. I'm comfortable in recommending them to customers, but without that 30% tax cut or tax credit, it's not something that most people are going to take a look at, unfortunately.
We're going to talk about what's going on with Lindis here at the Minnesota State Fair, but I would include our listeners as well. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, either here at the fair or either at home or in your car, you can call us, you can text us. It's just one number to remember, 651-461-9226. All right, Andy Lindis here. What is going on with the fair in Lindis? Now, where are you guys located?
We are located right here at the WCCO Broadcast Center. We have a working water display so you can see how LeafGuard works. Brian and Chris are manning our booth there. Both of these fellas are very, very knowledgeable and can answer any home improvement question that I could. And they have examples of our diagnostic videos on their phone. So if you'd like to see the tools that we use and how we come up with what needs to be done at this house to make it the most comfortable home it possibly can be or a better functioning home, these are the fellows that can ask you. In the dairy building, we have Tyler this morning. So if you want to check out Princess K and the Milky Way getting carved up in butter and or LeafGuard gutters, you will be able to check out both. I also saw they have new, I've never seen this before, but it's a can koozie with a fishing reel attached to it, so you can drink a beer and fish at the same time. I walked by those fellas' booths yesterday and got casted at, and I haven't bought one yet. You know, I think you can spend $20 dumber ways, I guess. But
it's a fair.
It's right there. But right across from the LeafGuard booth is the climbing wall. That I did get a card because grandson Lloyd, I think he's a climber already. Right now, he uses the windows in my house as his
personal.
How
old is Lloyd?
15 months.
15.
Yeah, so he climbs up the couch, up the back of the window, and that's his personal little jungle gym. So a climbing wall will be in our future.
But you were saying to me off air that if folks are coming to the fair or to kind of do a little prep work before they do, take pictures of their home. What would you explain that situation?
Yeah, anytime you're going to a home show or like coming to the fair and you're going to talk to somebody about working on your house, if you have enough pictures of your house or what you think it could look like, we can do a lot with those pictures and at least get the conversation started. And so that first time we actually come out to your house, we have all of the information that we possibly would need to answer any of your questions. But if you come in with a picture of your house or a picture of your attic or a picture of a window that you're having problems with, the people we have working at the Dairy Building and the WCCO Broadcast Center are experts in the industry. They can answer any home improvement question, whether or not something that we sell. Like my people, we work and train on all things home improvement. When it comes to the building sciences, I think the group of people we have at Linus Construction right now are as good as anybody in the country. And, you know, they get labeled as salespeople because that's, you know, these are the people that go out and write the orders for us to work. But they really don't do a lot of selling. We go there, we diagnose what is going on in the home, and we give people options. This week, one person in particular came up with 15 different prices, 15 separate estimates on one house. And so we can give you all of the information in the world or as little information as you want. And we're not, it's not a hard sell, not anything like that, but you're going to know what's going on with your house and what we could do to help you.
I want to ask you when we come back from the break about what people are asking your folks, either at the Dairy Building or here. I know the fair is just a couple of days old here, but what are people looking at? Maybe even from last year. But you think about that.
I will.
We'll take a break and come right back. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we have some via text. But if you want to add to it or give us a call, either way, 651-461-9226. This is the Home Improvement Show live from the fair here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair and our broadcast center, the newly remodeled, redecorated. You know what else? Andy Lindis is with us, of course, is the greenery. I mean, you really spruced up not only with the bench and the other things in the siding and all that. You've added some color.
Plantings are nicely.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
For sure. So how did you get here? Did you get dropped off at the gate? Or?
My producer and friend Ryan Purpich picked me up. And in fact, my son Tony wanted to come along this morning. He was going to meet some of my family out here to do. Ryan is he's one of my favorite people for a lot of reasons, but he likes preparation. So he picked me up at 4 this morning.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's
so it was a little easier getting in. See, I walked up down the Midway at 7:45, and the line was already out to Snelling.
Wow.
From the gates. Ended up parking in a customer's yard. It was $40, and $40 well spent because I got to talk to a customer that didn't know they were customers. So they bought this house with LeafGuard.
They were customer
on it.
Lindis.
Yeah, yeah. So, and what people need to understand is all of our warranties transfer when the house sells. So the lifetime workmanship warranty, which goes with every product that we sell in this instruction, is a transferable warranty. But this particular customer had our roofing and LeafGuard on the house. So I was able to explain to him, like, there's a number on every end cap that you can call. And if this gutter ever leaks, it ever clogs, it ever pulls loose, it disforms in any way, has any ice damage to it, it's replaced or fixed for free. So, and he's like, oh, that's cool. I didn't get a deal in my parking.
I was just going to say, that was my next question.
But I have a 3/4 ton truck, so I think I got charged a little bit more than the average consumer. And and it's only a two-block walk-in versus – so that $40 saved me at least 45 minutes of my time today from the parking ride.
That means a lot.
It does.
Especially, yeah. But as I said, off-air and on-air, I think we're going to have some big crowds here this coming week, according to that forecast. Looks really good. If you have, again, any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. A listener wants to know, what's the return you typically see on windows when you sell a house?
Well, it all depends on how far down the road you are selling it. But right out the gate, you're looking at 6 to 7.5 cents per 10 cents spent on those types of home improvements are re-upped in the value of the house. So say you spend $10,000. You can anticipate your value of the home going up about $6,500 or $7,000. And if you live in the house a little bit longer, those numbers, usually it's about 4 years. So if you're thinking about remodeling, we get in these conversations all the time. People are like, hey, I think I'm going to sell next year. Well, if you're going to sell next year, you might not want to put money into a kitchen or windows unless you're going to get that money out of it. On the other side of the coin, if we're having this conversation about roofing, the roofing isn't going to be something that sells the home for you. People don't buy a house because they love that roof. It's not usually a thing. But people don't buy houses all the time. And this year, we've seen houses and deals fall apart at closing because the buyers could not get the loan approved, because the buyers could not get the proper homeowner's insurance coverage that they would need without replacing the roof. So you end up in these conversations at closing, who's going to be responsible for the $20,000 roof that has to get done? And a lot of times these roofs aren't in bad shape. But if a homeowner, a home insurance company, somebody that sells you homeowner's insurance, knows that that roof is 15 years or older, some of them is 10 years or older, they will not cover that for wind or hail. And if you're taking a loan out on the house, you need to have that type of coverage in order to qualify for the loan. So we found ourselves as the mediator in these conversations a lot, and where the buyer has been spending, you know, $8,000, the seller is spending $12,000 to replace the roof in order to get the closing done and everything done the way they need to be said. So I'd rather have this conversation before I got to closing, and it's something to keep in mind if you're going to be selling your house. The roof can be the reason why it doesn't sell. It's never the reason why it sells, but it can be definitely the reason why it doesn't sell.
Oh, yeah, good point. I wanted to ask you before we broke earlier about the State Fair and what people are asking you and your Linda's folks out here. What do they want done around their home? They're staying in their homes, many of them.
They are. And
what are they looking? Yeah, what are they looking at doing? What are they asking you guys about?
We've noticed our average sale has gone up a little bit this year. There's been a lot more windows and doors that we put estimates on this year compared to any other year. A little bit less than in roofing. Gutters, of course, is always going strong, but our outdoor living space has seen the biggest area of growth for us this year. We have 5 crews now. All they do is decking and four-season porches. And you've got to think, like 10 years ago, that was one crew that we had. So it's been a tremendous amount of growth. And we have more crews now than we've ever had, but our lead times are getting there where you don't make a decision pretty quick. We're probably talking about a spring install. And, you know, no one wants to talk about spring and sitting here in August. But you got to think that, you know, it's going to be a couple weeks before we come out. And you make that decision, it's going to be another 8 weeks before we can install. Heck, that's darn near November. And if the ground freezes, that makes footings and things like that harder to go in. Even though with our helical piers, we can do it more often than not. But a lot of times people don't want their decks for the winter. They want to – this is our perfect time of year. I mean, highs of 70, those are – we talk about the – if I could pick a day to do home improvements, it'd be starting off between 50 and 55 and ending just short of 70 is the – everything works the best. All of your equipment works the best. All the glues work the best. All the caulking works the best. You don't have to worry about any failure of anything on these days. You're not, you know, worried about hydrating and passing out on top of a ladder.
The workers themselves are much more comfortable.
Exactly.
I'm just looking at a text that just came in. We've talked about it already. but they want to know, where can I find Linda's at the fair?
We are in the dairy building, so right when you walk into the dairy building, second row, right in the middle. If you see the climbing wall guy, right across the booth from him. And then, of course, at the WCCO Broadcast Center, which is across from Dino's Euros and right next to Sweet Martha's Cookies. I was looking at fresh crepe this morning, but at 8 a.m., that line was about a half a block long, so yes. I decided against it.
Yeah, indeed. I tell you what, let's do this. We have other questions to get answered. And by all means, if you would like to call in, talk to Andy with your home improvement question, that's doable. Same number for a phone call or a text, and that number is 651-461-9226. Andy, let's take a break. Find out what the weather forecast looks like for not only this weekend, but the rest of this coming week, too. Looks mighty fine. We'll do that when we come back. Here on 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And good morning. Welcome back to our WCCO Broadcast Center, newly remodeled, thanks to Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis back answering your questions here from the phone fair and by a phone and text as well. Here's the phone number. It's the text number as well, 651-461-9226. I'm looking at another text. That we got a few that they're coming in as we speak here. It says, Andy, on a new home build, what is the recommended method of insulating outside walls built with 2x6 framing? There are lots of opinions on whether to use vapor barrier film when using 1 inch of spray foam combined with traditional fiberglass batten insulation. The concern is trapping moisture. What are your thoughts?
I can tell you what I did. I did the 1 inch of spray foam and then the bats over the top of it to get to, I believe it was an R22 that I got to. I think code is R19 in the walls. But with for me, and in one of my builds, if you can afford it, I would go all spray foam. I think that's just a better avenue to go. And when it comes to air sealing, it's definitely something to think about. But in the grand scheme of things, that's one spot I would be price conscious on. Because when it comes to our exterior walls, it really isn't a big area of loss of energy. When we do infrared imaging on a home that's 50, 60 years old, that has 50 or 60 year old insulation wall, the hot spots are going to be on the roof, around the windows, around a door, around some type of an opening. The wall is still going to be relatively cold. So it's just not a spot where you lose a lot of our heat from or gain a lot of heat from in the summertime. You don't have a lot of cold. And the draftiness, we get these questions a lot because people are assuming that the drafts that they're feeling coming through their wall are like wind blowing from the outside into the siding.
The AC or some other switch plate. Or
where it's coming from almost always is the attic. So a lot of our houses are framed where it goes all the way up into the attic space, and air is moving from the attic through the walls. So if you ever feel a draft that's coming out of your window or an outlet, that's not the wall's fault. Your attic needs to be sealed up so it can stop the stack effect is what we call that. So as the pressure changes in the wintertime and it gets colder outside than it is inside the house, your house naturally tries to pull air from the attic. So as you're kicking on your furnace and adding air and taking air out, it needs to get made up somewhere. And depending if your house isn't done properly, isn't insulated properly or sealed properly, this can become a big issue. Because now you're moving warm air and cold air into spots that warm air and cold air shouldn't do. And what you need to understand is when warm air meets a cold surface is when the condensation happens. Condensation leads to mold, mildew, rot, bad air quality. So something to think about. If you have allergies or you find that, you know, you have respiratory problems in your home, the attic is the filter for most of our houses. For the air is going through that. And when have you seen the stuff that I've seen inside attics? And I'm talking dead raccoons, mouse villages, red squirrels doing whatever. And that's what's, you know, filtering the air that's going into the home. Attic air sealing, I think, is the number one home improvement that gets overlooked across the Twin Cities. Because, one, it's not a sexy home improvement project. It's not something you're going to see. But when it comes to making your house not only as comfortable as it possibly can be, but the healthiest it possibly can be. Attic air sealing and working on that is really, really important, more so than walls. But if you're starting a new construction, sky's the limit here. You know, just want to make sure that you get at least over an R22 on your sidewalls, which is hard to do with 2x4 construction. The other thing to think about is Insultex house wrap. So the Insultex house wrap that goes on the exterior of the wall that we use, and it's on the WCCO building here, not only does it help with sound deadening, it gives you an R6 installation on the exterior of the wall. So you couple that with 2 inches of spray foam, you're into the R20s already.
Now, we talk about decks, people wanting porches, four-season porches. They're interested in these things. I was giving, you know, fuel cost, heating cost, cooling cost. Aren't people more interested lately in insulation as well?
Yeah, well, and we're definitely seeing the ROI has been coming down. So, again, I was on with Adam and Jordana yesterday morning for a minute and a half, and they were asking me about the pricing of home improvements. And, you know, remember earlier in the year we were getting a lot of questions about tariffs, and we saw the Canadians back down yesterday. But the good news with Lennox Construction is when our materials come from Two Harbors, Minnesota, Tomahawk, Wisconsin, War Road, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, this is where we're getting all of our materials that we're using on the house. So the nice part about, we don't have to worry about any of that stuff. And this is the first year since COVID we've gotten price decreases. So I've lowered the pricing on LP SmartSide, on GAF roofing, on LeafGuard gutters, on Infinity Windows by Marvin. We've all been able to anywhere from 3% to 10% of a discount. And in the grand scheme of things, that means a lot. It's saving some of our customers hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. So been kind of an exciting year for us. We like to see those prices come down. Even though our average ticket has gone up, our prices right now have come down. And this is the first year in 5 years that we haven't had a price increase, let alone this year we've actually had a price decrease. Some of that's supply and demand. You know, our market, especially when it comes to roofing and why we're able to get a discount on the roofing, I think at last talk it was 52% down from the previous year. So there's a lot of manufacturers and supply places sitting on bundles of shingles, and the fall's around the corner, and the last thing they want is to see those shingles sitting there all winter long, because eventually they go bad. You start stacking them on top of each other, they get stuck together, and then the manufacturer going to come out with something new and exciting that every contractor wants next year. So all here sitting all these old shingles. So right now, I think is the best time to buy home improvements is right now in the last 5 years. It's pretty exciting.
Andy, here's something you may or may not want to comment on, but let me just read the text. Good morning, gentlemen. It says my home insurance went up 33% this year because others claim damages on roofs and siding. Should we make any roofing or siding material that cannot last a lifetime illegal? Why should we have to pay for others' poor choices of building materials? This texter says I have steel siding and a steel roof that will last 100 years. So maybe a comment on the comment.
You know, one, if you have steel roofing and you want to get rid of the cosmetic damage clause, meaning that if your steel roofing ever gets just some dents in it but it's not structurally impaired, then chances are you can get a discount with your insurance. But for us, like just take this building here. You have LP SmartSide, GAF Class 4 shingles. And I'm guessing the State Fair has had hailstorms a couple of times. One thing I know is I never really find any problem with LP SmartSide when it comes. I mean, you go to the LP booth at any home show, and they're letting people shoot golf balls into it and hit it with a hammer. And, I mean, it's about as durable as a siding product gets. And the only roofing system never to get hail damage is on this building as well. And every roof that we install this year has been a Class 4 shingle. Those roofs are eligible with just State Farm up to a 22% discount on their homeowners insurance fees. So there's a way to get better homeowners insurance, but it's the coverage. To make it illegal, I don't know if we go that far,
yeah.
But we should. Like we joke how there hasn't ever been a congressional hearing on. If you look at, we all want to blame the homeowners insurance company, and I like the way this, where this customer is going or where this person is going. They're not pointing fingers at the insurance companies. It's easy right. to paint them as the bad guy. They're always the bad guys in the news. They're always the bad actor in any story you read. They're the ones that are hurting the consumer. But the manufacturers and the supply houses and the contractors have had record years over these hailstorms. So those are the people that are making out with the hail. I think that we as a consumer need to do a better job of picking and choosing our contractors. So we plan year or two, sometimes 2 years in advance with our supply houses and manufacturers on what shingles we're going to be offering to make sure we always have access to Class 4 shingles. Because not every factory around the country can make them. So it takes some time and effort and planning and risk on my part. You know, it's not, it's kind of a risky thing when you say, hey, I'm going to pre-buy, you know, $300,000 in shingles just because I want to be able to take care of my customers down the road. We're in a good spot. We were able to do that, and we have enough customers that I'm confident we're able to get through that. Took a little maybe – my brothers gave me some heat because it took a little longer than I'd anticipated on moving those shingles. But you got to do what you have to do in today's times. And if you want to offer a roof and a siding job that doesn't get hail damage, it's possible. So – and go to your – go to your homeowner's insurance and get a discount.
Now, for those just joining us, Andy Lindis, of course, answering those questions here at the fair and from your home or car. But we hope to see you here. If you're heading to the state fair, people may be joining us late, Andy. Lindis used to be in the grandstand.
We used to be in the grandstand. You're at the dairy building and here at the...
And here, too.
Yeah.
At the broadcast center.
Right at the broadcast center and state fair specials, free labor... on Leaf Guard Gutters, Infinity Windows by Marvin, and GAF Asphalt Roofing. So those three products have free labor, and we're offering the Lindis Construction Maintenance Program at a discounted rate. Anybody that signs up either online or at the fair during the fair, so all the way through Labor Day, is going to get that Lindis Maintenance Program at $100 off the normal fee. And you're getting one of the best craftsmen in the history of home improvements to come out to your house, diagnose what's going on, fix any minor repairs that need to, and then give you a report on how to maintain your home the best to make sure, say you have a 50-year roof, he's going to give you the advice on what you have to do to make sure it lasts 50 years. And they're also going off that last text, you're going to get a guide to buying homeowners insurance. So hopefully our customers aren't hit with a 33% or I've seen an 83% increase. I saw one person's go from $5,000 a year to $10,000 a year on their fees with their homeowner's insurance. So we've had so many people get surprised on what is covered, what's not covered. And we saw a big need to be able to educate our customers and as many customers as we possibly can on what is homeowner's insurance and these are the changes these companies have made this year. Like, this has been a big year for change.
Now, for folks heading here, either the broadcast center or at the dairy building, you're going to see Linda's people that they're not interns. These are the pros. These are the experts.
Yeah, the experts of the experts. So we got Chris and Brian here at the CCO Broadcast Center. Tyler's in the dairy building right now. These people are in people's homes every single day. And they've seen a variety of problems, diagnosed a variety of problems, and they have all of them have a list of customers that we've helped over the years that they can lean on and let you talk to if you need to. And all of them have examples of some videos that we've done at houses so you can see, like, this is what we looked at. This is what the house looked like before we started. This is what we found the problems were. This is how we diagnosed those problems, and this is what we did to fix them, and here's what the customer thinks of it.
Outstanding. Yeah, so come and see Lindis at the fair, either here or both at the dairy building. When we come back after the break, Andy, I'm looking at a texter that wants you to ask or answer, how does solar actually work, and how does the energy captured get transferred and used? Maybe we can kind of analyze that question when we come back after the break. We're broadcasting live our home improvement show presented by Lindis Construction here at the WCCO Broadcast Center live at the fair. Stay with us. News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back broadcasting live at the Minnesota State Fair. It's our Linda's Construction Hour, our home improvement show. And you can always ask us, not only during the fair, but every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, any home improvement question you may have on your mind. 651-461-9226. Andy Linda's chatting with some of our State Fair visitors. And Andy, we have about 7 minutes or so to go on the show. But there's a guy, and I know we were talking about solar, how that actually works, and we'll see if we have time for that technical question. But there's a very familiar face here that's sitting on your left.
Yes, former producer here at WCCO, also one of the experts that we were talking about earlier at Linus Instruction now, is Chris Elston. Chris, how long you been with us now?
So I'm coming, this is my eighth year with Linus Construction. And it's actually kind of a monumental year, Denny, because this is actually the 20-year anniversary of the first time I worked out here with WCCO. So it's been 20 years that I've been working at the fair in some capacity doing this, and I just love it. It's awesome to be
And back. I talked you into leaving so you can get a really good gig with Linda's Construction.
I owe Denny a lot, and my kids... a college tuition thanks you, I think, as well.
Great.
But no, it's good to be back.
It's good to let's visit with Chris a little bit, Andy, in the remaining minutes here.
Well, and to be honest with you, I think countless customers would thank you for that, because what Chris has been able to do with helping customers, like, he really does look at everything. He's crawled around as many attics as any human in the Twin Cities the last 8 years. So, Chris, why don't you tell us, like, what you look at when you're looking at somebody's home?
Well, it's this is the thing about working with Lindis, right, is the training that they provide for us as salespeople and people in the field diagnosing problems. I mean, what I see across the board when I'm going up against other people is that diagnostic, the level of diagnostics that we put into it, that just doesn't happen traditionally. And so, you know, when we're going out and we're looking in attics, we're really trying to not just look at the attic, but we're getting humidity readings, we're taking thermal image, you know, projections, and finding out what that means. And through the training, we know what it means. So it almost feels like a cheat code at times, because we've been trained so well and are so well versed in all of these issues. I mean, if people are coming out to the fair, bring pictures. You'd be astonished with what our guys can diagnose just off of a couple of pictures. Yeah, it's just really one of the most complete training packages you're going to find in construction with Lindis.
Well, that's good. You're just not a person saying sign here.
No.
You got a background. You got something to back it up.
So, you know, something that we always lean on, and you know, it's taken me years to really hone in on this. You know, and if you look at, like, the state of contractors right now, there's been a big push the last couple of years with giant corporations, private equity companies coming in and buying up all sorts of, in fact, any TV station, radio station has a home improvement ad, it's a 75% chance that that's under some type of corporate ownership. You just don't know, because they're using the same names. And they're coming at us from all corners. And I can't compete with the billion-dollar organization's advertising budget when they have that type of money and dry powder behind them. What I can compete on is the customer experience and our employee experience. So those are the buttons that we continue to press. And what I found out in working on the customer experience, we automatically make the employee's experience better. So if we take, because you just feel better about your job when the number one thing that we're asking our people to do, you don't have to ask for permission to take care of a customer. It's, did you help the customer? Did you help the customer? They got, you know, yeah, it was only a $500 job, but did it help the customer? And the thing that we're doing with this maintenance program, I'm taking the best window installer that we have in the field, out of the field, to run this maintenance program, and we will lose money on this maintenance program the first couple years, but I know that this is the best thing for us to set us apart and really have the best chance of taking care of the customer, and that's all of our training.
I think what it translates, what we see when we go out, when we're going up against these people that are really just throwing low bids at people and trying to get them to sign up quickly, it's a volume game. They see this big distinction between us because, like Andy said, I'm not out there with any pressure to make sales. That's not what I really do. It's, did I get in? Did I have a good time? Did we educate the customer? people will see that, and I think if I'm making a decision for my home, I know which version of that I'm going to trust, and I know we're going to do the work, right? That's the easy thing to convey, is that we'll get it done.
And I think, too, that's something I know we mentioned every show, is this first visit. If you're going to get a deck, if you're going to get siding, window, whatever it is, they'll come to you guys come to the house free. That first visit is always free. I think that's important.
Always. Yeah, for sure. On another note, what is the weirdest thing you've ever found in an attic?
I don't know if I can actually say.
Even paraphrase.
I'll try to clean it up. It was a house that was built in 1906 in Minneapolis, and we had to check the attic, and it had never been opened. The homeowner had been there for about 45, 50 years and had never been in this attic. So I open the attic, I go in, and I look to the side, and there's a little box. So these are a box of magazines from, like, the 1920s,
wow,
which would be pretty risque for the time. Oh. It was like a leggy magazine or something. And I said, you've never been up here before, right? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, you might want to see what your previous homeowner was hiding up here. And we found these vintage box of magazines. In
Interesting. Could have been worth a few bucks, right?
You never know.
Yeah.
I saw some of those vintage magazines at an antique store in Stillwater. Yeah, I'm sure they would have been worth some bucks back in the day.
I had nothing to do with that.
We have about 60 seconds left in the show. Boy, this went by quickly. Any final thoughts about maybe we should find out again where you guys are located? Chris is here. You can come to our broadcast center, but head to the Dairy Building.
Yeah, right at the Dairy Building, just across the way from the climbing wall guy. I know that one's pretty easy to see from anywhere in the Dairy Building. But when you walk in, second row, right in the middle. If you can't get to the fair, you can always call us. All the State Fair specials are available online or via phone. Again, that first estimate. You get a guy like Chris to come out to your house, diagnose everything, give you a 16 different estimates if you have to.
116 if you need them.
Yeah, and it, again, you don't have to go to the fair to get the deal, right?
No,
you said
you don't. So if you can't make it here, but I think you should. Like, this is the best weather we've had in years for the fair, and I'm telling you, the crowds are awesome. The place has been good. The food so far has been awesome. We're really, really excited for it. I will be having some malts. I tried to get the butter guy to carve up a squirrel or a leaf guard thing out of butter, but he's too busy with Princess K of the Milky Way, so we got shot down there.
All right, man. Good to see you, Chris.
Great to see you,
Andy. And I'd be interested in talking to you next week to find out what folks have been asking Lindis about all week long, because I think there are going to be some big record crowds here. There's no doubt about it. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Thanks very much. And thank you for listening. Stay tuned next for the CBS News and our local news here. We'll talk real estate next hour as well. In the meantime, enjoy it. Hope to see you here at the fair. Denny Long, thanks for listening. Ryan and Josh, thank you so much for the help. News Talk 830 WCCO.